Would you say that, please? He's the boy whose father's very rich.
Yes. He is the boy whose father's very rich.
Now, in a cherry, what do you call the hard thing in the middle, in the center?
Seed.
And in a peach, what do you call the hard thing in the center?
Peach seed.
Now, what do you call the type of peach that whose meat clings to the center thing?
The cling.
The full name would be, it's a...
A cling peach.
And what about where the meat does not stick to this?
Free stone.
Now, what do you call the center of an apple, then?
Core of the apple.
And what do you call, for instance, say Steve eats an apple and leaves some pieces of it in an ashtray and while he's watching television at night, in the morning they're all dried out. What would you call that? Maybe the core and perhaps some pieces of the peeling and so on.
Well, I'm just asking to put the...
Yeah, but what would you call all of this? Would you have a special name for it?
Well, really, no. I'm just asking to pick it up.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the word snitz?
No.
No, I haven't either.
No, I haven't. I'm just called core. If I was going to call anything, I'm just asking to figure that out.
Do you ever make candy, homemade fudge?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever put nuts in it?
Yes.
And what kind of nuts do you put in it?
Usually pecans or peanuts.
Any other kind?
Well, I have to put English walnut.
Okay. Now, what do you call in a walnut? What do you call the hard outside covering?
Oh, the shell.
Do you know of any difference between, do you make any difference between walnut shell and walnut hull?
Yes, there is a difference.
And what is the difference?
Walnuts we raise around here is hulls on them first, and then the shell is underneath. And the kernel inside of the shell.
I see.
The walnuts we raise on trees here, now I don't know whether English walnuts have the same thing or not, and they're so close to growing.
For instance, you said you used walnuts and pecans and what else?
Peanuts.
Okay. Do you have any other word for, do you call peanuts by any other name?
Well, no, just nut meats or something like that.
You never call them goobers?
No.
Is there... Well, what is the sort of light-colored fruit that you make, use its juice for breakfast? And
orange juice, or orange?
That's right. Now, if, say you bought some oranges, a dozen, and in a couple of days they were all eaten, and then the next day, Steve wants an orange, and he says, Mother, are there any oranges? And you'd say, no, the oranges
are all gone.
Okay. Now, in a garden, what's the little red thing? Usually it's a
radish.
And the juicy thing larger than this grows on vines, red also.
Red tomatoes.
And the white thing that you use to give taste to food, you also grow it. There are various kinds of them.